10-type shootouts?
Well, if it comes down to that, if that's the way the game takes shape, then I'm all for it. I like scoring and I like throwing touchdowns, so if that's the way the game takes shape, we'd love to have it, but it doesn't really matter how it happens as long as we play well and we come in prepared and we get ourselves a victory.
Coach mentioned Missouri's defensive stats may be a little skewed. They've given up a lot of yards on paper. Have you kind of seen that on tape, that early in the game their starters aren't as loose maybe as the second and third stringers?
Well, from what I've seen on film, is they definitely know what they're doing. And, you know, sometimes the offense starts out ahead and the defense has to catch up, and then most of the time you'll see it vice versa. But, you know, I think their defense is coming together just fine, and they have guys that make plays. So you just have to be prepared for them schematically and go out and bring your best effort. That's all we're gonna focus on this week of practice.
Do they dare you to beat them down the field more than Jordan?
No, I think they want to keep it in front of them. I think they look to me like they're more of a bend don't break defense, and they want to hit you in the mouth when they get a chance. And I'm sure they'll be revved up and ready to go. So we gotta be ready for anything. You know, they've had 2 weeks to prepare. They could do something completely different. So we're gonna watch film and do the best we can to learn about them and come in with a good game plan and the right mindset. But it just comes down to performing on the field, because they could have something completely different. It's just who wants it more. I think you're seeing across the country, it's a lot more parity. You know, teams are coming out and beating teams that most people think that they shouldn't win. And, you know, that's just, whoever brings their A game that day is going to win. It doesn't matter what the ranking is. It doesn't matter who they got playing. You know, there's enough good players in this country that it doesn't matter. So you just have to bring your A game, and you have to prepare hard all week, and you have to come out and you have to play fearless. And I think anything can happen.
Are you eager at all given the chance to give your defense a look at a hurry-up offense at practice this week, being that that's probably what they're going to see a lot of against Missouri?
I'm sure, you know, down at their end, and the scouts will give them a good look. I think our offense does a really good job at the hurry-up offense, so... You know, every week we go against our defense in that regard. We always go up against them in the 2-minute drill. We might do more. We might do the same. I'm really not sure. That's up to the coaches. But, you know, we could always use more practice at it. We love doing it. So, you know, if that ends up helping our team out, then I think that we might go that route this week.
You practice in the hurry up one-on-one.
Yes.
What is it about that 2-minute offense that creates problems for a defense? Do you see them confused or rushed or run?
Well, I think defensive coordinators and defenses, when there's huddles and stuff like that, they can look at the personnel going in and out of the game. You could say, oh, they got this personnel in, so we're going to stack the line of scrimmage, or they got this, so we're going to bring a blitz. It gives them more time to think about what they want to do, and they obviously have a scripted plan of, okay, if they do this, we're going to do this, and I think that's how defensive coordinators do it. They, you know, in the regular context of a game, they have more time to make defensive personnel decisions and blitzes. In 2 minutes, they don't. In 2 minutes, we're going, so they got to be on the field and respond. And that's why you oftentimes don't see a blitz unless there's a huddle call or there's a timeout. Then you're probably going to get pressure, but in the 2-minute drill, they have to make plays on the fly. They have to have guys react. And I think when you get a defense out of position in the 2-minute drill, you know, you know what you're doing, and they're reacting to you. They're trying to catch you. So that's the best thing about the 2-minute drill is you're attacking, and they're trying to stop you.
So if that works so well, why not run more during the game instead of just right before the
end? Well, because they have the chance to prepare for it. They know what's going to happen. They can devise a game plan. You can't just, you know, do that. I mean, you could, and it works a lot sometimes. Sometimes it doesn't. But when you jump into the 2-minute drill at the end of a half or at the end of the game, you know, it's like a one series and done kind of thing. But if you do it every series, then defenses can react and say, okay, to bring a blitz on this, you know, formation or whatever, and then it becomes more of a chess match. I think when you just jump into it and you're good at it and you know what you're doing, then you can get a quick score. But if you do it throughout the whole game, defenses can react too.
Sam, if you had a chance to talk to Noah, how difficult is it to be able to go through another tragedy like this?
Well, I called him yesterday and I talked to him. And there's, you know, there's not much I can say other than that I love the guy. And, you know, it's just... stinks, you know, it just really does. Just There's no other way to put it. I mean, you're talking about something. That, I mean, that's life. I mean, we're talking about football here, and that's like the coolest, funnest thing to talk about. And then you have something like that, and then life happens. So you just feel for the guy, and all I can do is be there for him, just like the rest of the team and the coaching staff. And we'll see where it happens. We'll see where it goes from there. But my heart goes out to him and his family.
What have you heard about the
19th? Well, I've heard that it's quite a enthusiastic crowd. It's an interesting place to play. I've heard all these things, and I've seen and played in places like that. So you know what you're to expect, but the fact that it's a night game, there's probably going to be, some other activities going on that would factor into how the crowd gets into the game. But, as a team, we're just going to prepare all week, and we're going to go down there and not pay attention to any of that outside stuff, because whatever happens between the lines is what happens in the football game. All that other stuff is just, it adds to an electric atmosphere and a fun time to play, but when it comes down to it, we have a job to do, and that's where our focus is.
Let's just emphasize how important it is to get out in front this week relative to
the game. Yeah, I mean, every game we try to get out in front and stop them from scoring any points. So, our goal is going to be to start fast and to not turn the ball over and bring everything we got. So that's what we're going to be looking at this week, and I'm sure the coaches have a great game plan developing, and I'll be more part of that as the week goes on. I'm just really excited right now.
So what challenges do a new stadium, a new field present for you as the quarterback on the field during the game?
Well, all the changes and all the things can be a problem, or they're all new if you let them be. When it comes down to it, it's a grass field just like the one we got here. And if you just block out all the rest of the stuff that's going on and just focus on the game plan and the guys that you go down there with, then you're giving yourself a better chance to succeed. If you let all that other stuff get into your thinking while you're playing, it kind of hampers you a little bit when you're trying to execute. Playing on the road is definitely tough, but it's only tough if you let it be tough. And, I think we're just going to go down there with the mindset that we need to execute. We're going to go down there and take care of business. And that's where our mind's at. So if you let that stuff bother you and you think about it not being your house, then you might be hesitant. We can't be hesitant at all.
Sam, what are your thoughts on the team's
running game? On our running game? You got to love our running game. I mean, you've got Marlon and our line that, they're doing fantastic, so... I think both facets of our offense are working pretty good right now. We can always get better. The turnovers got to stop, but we've got the explosive plays like Marlon's run, and so there's always room for improvement. We're going to go back and try to fix all the things so we can get be more dynamic and rack up more yards. So that's always our goal every week.
How familiar are you with some of the wild games the Rams have had down there?
Not much. I know about that, the catch. That's everyone here has heard about that. It's a pretty big play, pretty fantastic play that was, coming down the end of the game like that. But I don't know much. I just know that, we haven't had very much success down there as of late. But that was whatever how many years ago, and last year's game doesn't matter either. I mean, it's a new ball game. They're an improved team. They're a hungry team, and so are we. So it's going to be a great matchup.
Sam, you obviously don't look at yourself as a running quarterback, but after that last game, on a couple plays where you did pull it down and run, is there any kind of emphasis that you stress on making good decisions in those spots as you move forward?
Well, the way I play, when I tuck it and run, it's just because, I'm just salvaging yards and not throwing it, not forcing it. So the only time I do that is not really to go, unless it's wide open to run for 10 yards. I'm not sure that's my strength. But if I can just, pull it down and get 2 yards, then, we're looking at 2nd and 8 rather than 2nd and 10 or a turnover. So, and also throwing the ball away is good, too, because you're just living to play another day. But when you run it, it's just because there's nothing there.
You talk about those 2 plays. But I know you want to have one back in the first half, but also were you supposed to throw the ball? Looking to throw the ball on the trick play with the hands, or what that?
Yeah. Toss to him, and then he throws it back to me, and then I look downfield. And, I tossed it to Gans and rolled out and looked back to get the ball. And, there's two white jerseys just standing there. So I don't know what they're doing, but they obviously didn't bite it at all. So you can't force it. You just got to tuck it and, like I said, live to play another day. You don't want to – those are one-shot deals. You don't want to take that kind of play and make a bad decision, make a turnover, or get sacked. So I just took that thing and showed a little burst.
What's the most underrated difficulty of playing on the road? Everybody talks about atmosphere and the field. What's the thing that people might not realize that makes it tough about playing on the road?
It's harder when you go out to a different time zone, but just the travel, you're getting on a plane, you're not doing your normal routine where you're going to your hotel and you're going to a movie and you're in your room that you're in, you're doing a different deal, you're going to a different place, and it's just you and your guys, and it's a different feel. That's a different feel. That's why when you go on the road, you say, hey, it's a business trip. We're going to go down there. We've got this, and this we need to do, and this is how we're going to do it. And you just go do it. You don't let any distractions or anything get inside your brain because that's essentially what it is. It's a business trip, and you're going down there to put your best product on the field. But things that people might not realize are just the fact that we are traveling and going to a new spot. It's not that big a change, but it is just different. And when you get used to routine in football, like you're doing stuff every day in home games, you're doing the same thing, and you get used to that, just throws a little curveball, but nothing you can't handle. It's just different.
Sam, anything funny about playing on the road?
I love playing on the road. I love going to different fields and just playing, putting the lights on and going out there with just your team. And it's kind of a you against the world mentality. You go down there and you just fight. So I love away games. They're fun. It's just got a different feel to them.
Sam, have you guys talked about the magnitude of this game and how Missouri was picked to win the North?
Not really. You'd probably be doing yourself a disservice because I think we're seeing that there's a lot of other good teams in the North. We got to take this thing one game at a time. This is the most important week of our season, just like last week was the most important week of our season. We want to be 1-0 every week. You can't mess around with this thing. If you have one loss, two losses, that's really detrimental if you want to, be what you want to be in college football. That's the beauty of it. That's what makes it so cutthroat is that, you go into a game like Ball State and you have to fight to win it. You got the next one, Iowa State. They pose different problems. And you got this one. Every game, the implications of every game are that they're all so big and that, they're all Super Bowls as far as I'm concerned. It's just a huge week every week, and you have to go in and give it everything you got, and you have to prepare every week better than you prepared the week before. So, we've gotten steadily better at that, and I've steadily prepared more and more and more, and I probably will up my film total this week. It's just that's the beauty of college football. It's week in, week out. Once one game's over, it's done, you forget about it, and you go on to the next one. So our focus is going to be very focused on getting better this week in practice and playing Missouri.
Sam,